Hello, St. Petersburg! Hello, Tampa Bay! Hello, world! Happy Friday, Radio St. Pete! This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and we are up next! Friday, everybody, and welcome to the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We are coming to you live, as we do every Friday evening, from 6 to 8 p.m. Right here on RadioSt.Pete.com.
Sometimes a little bit later after 6.
A little bit later than after 6. We sometimes, you know, things get a little hairy around here. I sound a little tinny. Am I tinny?
I don't know.
Maybe I turned myself down a little bit. Maybe that's what it was. Anyway, everybody, let me go ahead and introduce everybody here in the studio.
All right.
And this is kind of like a last-minute kind of deal. I had made arrangements to not have Ty Ginn in the studio, but lo and behold, last second, he decided that he can and will be on the show.
Tried to get rid of me.
Woo-hoo. Well, I've been trying to get rid of you for a while, and I thought tonight was the night. But here you are back and on the show.
Damn it.
Yep. So let me introduce everybody else. Across the table from me, as usual, or as always, is my little girl, Hannah Claire. How are you, my dear?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm a little flustered at the moment because all these little last minute, let's start at the last half second, and I'll be fine. I just need to calm down just a little bit.
Yes.
To Hannah's right is my blushing bride, Stephanie. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good. Who ran in the studio?
I was, you know, work called.
Yeah,
and
you got to do what you got to do. I get it. I understand completely.
Multitasking.
Mm-hmm. To Stephanie's right is a special guest and somebody who was going to be sitting in for Ty Ginn this evening is our 18-year-old niece, Nicole. Nicole, how are you?
I am good, thank you.
That's good. You sound good.
You sound good.
How are those headphones? Those are brand new headphones.
They are great.
Mm-hmm.
The new ones.
Those are the new ones, yeah. You know, I went over to Seminole Music, and Ollie over there wanted to sell me the...
Raleigh,
Ravioli.
Yeah.
Come on.
He wanted to sell me the high-dollar earphones, and I thought, wouldn't those be nice to have... Those earphones.
So tempting.
Headphones.
For earphones, you. Headphones, whatever they're called. And I thought, well, I could just take them. Because what we needed to do is replace our guest headphones. Because one dude, Hannah's puppy, ate the wire.
Yeah. They got dooted.
They got dooted. You're right. So anyway, I thought, what a good opportunity to upscale my headphones.
Yes.
And give the guest my old headphones. Didn't work out that way.
Your old stretched out headphones.
My old. Well, Nicole's got a big head.
Yeah,
sure.
anyway, so one of the things. Do I sound okay? Because I sound like in my headphones, I sound like I'm like in a well or something.
No, you sound fine.
Okay, all right, maybe it's just my headphones. See, I should have gotten the new ones.
Yes.
So anyway, like a lot of America has been doing all week, for the last couple of weeks actually, is talking about the whole Harvey Weinstein situation. And if you've been living under a rock and don't know anything about it, Harvey Weinstein is like a movie mogul, a movie executive, and responsible for putting a lot of young actresses and actors in place and turning them basically into, you know, multimillionaires and stars.
Yeah.
Now, the downside is that on his way to doing that, It turns out that for years, he's been sexually harassing a lot of the female young starlet wannabes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I've asked, and I thought I was going to have an all-female cast tonight other than me.
I mean, you still do.
Kind of. Yeah. I still do.
What?
Sorry, Tony. And I've sort of, we've been talking about this amongst ourselves, you know, for the last couple of weeks, and I just kind of, you know, have you guys ever been sexually harassed?
Yes.
Yes.
And Stephanie, I mean, anything that's like where you would need to file charges or anything like that?
No.
I mean, is it mostly in the workplace or are you like going down the street getting catcalls or?
All the time.
Cat calls.
You guys get a lot of cat calls.
Yeah,
I thought cat calls were kind of like the thing of the past. I don't think I've ever given anybody a cat call.
No, every time I
hey baby, look at you today.
Every time I walk across the street to the bank when I'm at work, someone yells at me.
You're kidding?
No, I wish I was.
I mean, like, what are they saying?
Hey, I don't know. Who knows? I'm not paying attention. I just raise the bird and keep going.
I don't know that that's the safest thing in the world
it's
to do.
It's not. But then I walk. It's like five steps into the bank.
Hey, Claire, let's not provoke them.
Well, it's like five steps into the bank. So I figure I'm
I mean, you already
okay.
dress like a hoochie mama.
I don't.
No, I don't.
Very conservative.
I'm just kidding.
I am 22.
Mm-hmm. Nicole, what about you? Have you ever been sexually harassed?
Freshman year
in high school.
Cat called.
Is that
first day?
Is it so egregious or is it really kind of like a hey, that's right, I got it working.
I mean, it's kind of it's kind of good, get that, but you know, it's nice,
shocking.
But it's like still.
I think maybe if it's like
that's not a way to pick up a woman.
No. Absolutely
like, what
not.
Kind of response are you expecting?
But if it's like a one-off, it's almost like hey, look, if I'm walking down the street and all of a sudden I hear a whistle or some girl or group of girls like hey, look at you. You know, I'm going to be like...
Dad blushes.
I'm going to be flattered.
See, I'm going to be super freaked out and
it's
start walking faster.
Oh, yeah, not me. Same. I'll walk even slower.
It's going
to make my day. I might make a once around the block just to get it again.
No. First impression.
Mm-hmm.
Can't be greedy.
Yeah, no, I enjoy it.
Now that you're a rock star and all that, I mean, I I've been to all your shows. I've not seen anybody... like throw their bra or their underpants up on stage or anything like that. I mean, would that be considered sexual harassment if you're up on stage playing and you know all of a sudden you're hit in the face with some underwear or something?
It depends how clean it is.
I think it depends on what's going on inside them underwear.
It goes from sexual harassment to sexual assault.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, I got you. All right. Anyway, this Harvey Weinstein, since this story is broken, I mean, the number of female stars in Hollywood that are coming out saying that they've had a bad reaction with this guy is staggering.
Yes.
And it makes you wonder, it's like, how does somebody like that get away with it for so long? And it's got to be because of his status in Hollywood.
Money.
What's sad about that is that just because you are a man of power, a man that can change a person's life by giving them a role in a movie, you know, you're somehow able to get away with that.
Yeah.
That's how the world works.
Now, here's the other thought of here is that these women experienced that. Some of them many years ago,
mm-hmm.
and now they're finding themselves brave enough to come forward because a couple of people have come forward.
Wow.
Now, does that mean that they did not say anything because now all of a sudden he is going through with his promise, watch me do this to myself, and I'll put you in this movie? I mean, he came forward. I mean, he came forward and did what he said he was going to do and put them in a movie.
Right.
So, I mean, that doesn't really make it right. I mean, it seems like they should have said something right away. Now, some of them have because they got settlements, payoffs.
Right. Right.
I'd like to know just how much money he's paid out over the years.
And did those women that got the payout,
right,
did their careers come to a screeching halt?
Once they got the payout?
Once they had a problem with it.
See, I would like to think that if I'm a female starlet, okay, if I've been sexually harassed or even assaulted by this Harvey Weinstein, and he was going to pay me to shut me up, I would say not only are you going to pay me to shut me up, but you're going to put me in a movie every year for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Or
I'm blowing the whistle.
They don't have that much power.
I don't understand why they can't go to a high-powered attorney and get that done.
Because no high-powered attorney is going to want to get involved in that. It's all this boys club thing.
And it's all about
it's like
the power of these studio execs.
Right.
With all their money and all their influence.
Exactly. And he had the ability to make or break people's careers, mm-hmm, as far as actresses, lawyers, anybody in business that would out him.
Right.
They were afraid to out him because it would ruin them.
Do you think now that this is all coming out about Harvey Weinstein, that there are other studio executives that are sweating it? Because, I mean, you've always heard of the casting couch.
Yes.
Yeah.
Remember the Coreys, Corey Feldman, and what was the other one that passed away? Corey Feldman came out several years ago. I think it was, I don't know, on a Barbara Walters or something like that, and was talking about when he was, you know, starting out in Hollywood, how he was molested by studio execs, kind of passed around. And I don't think at the time a lot of people believed him.
Right.
You can only imagine right now that Corey Feldman is kind of like, told you.
Right.
Told you. This is common practice.
Yes.
You know.
And I saw today that one of the kids from Stranger Things, his agent,
right,
has been now, people have come forward saying that his agent had molested them.
Right.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
And he dropped him,
mm-hmm,
you know, didn't say whether anything had happened to him.
Just
but
distancing himself,
yeah,
from the whole situation. I'm out of here.
I need to get away from you.
Yeah. Well, going back to, you know, why didn't the women go to attorneys and try to file charges? I heard that in Harvey Weinstein's contract, and it's his company.
Right.
You know, in his contract, it said basically that he could not be fired from his position as like the CEO or whatever it was, and that he was allowed to pay off these women,
mm-hmm,
you know, with funds from the company. So it was, and attorneys draw those kinds
right
of things up.
Yeah. Okay, so his attorney knew.
Right.
He wrote the contract.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like nobody knew. Everybody knew.
Right.
Is what we're hearing now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people coming forward saying, oh, yeah, you know, if we knew not to ever be alone with him,
right,
or, you know, somebody tipped me off to stay away.
Mm-hmm. I just think it's interesting that here you've got these high-powered men all, I don't want to say all in Hollywood, but high-powered men in the media. What was the guy that from Fox that just got fired?
I think it's true. It can be true in any business.
Well, if you look at the cover of this week's Week magazine, there's a picture of Harvey Weinstein, Donald Trump,
right,
another high-powered man that's supposedly sexually harassed women, and this guy. What is this guy's name? I can't think of his
Bill O'Reilly.
Bill O'Reilly, right? But there are others. You know,
yeah, I mean, it's their locker room. It's what they think that the world, you know.
How do you ever get to that point where you think that that's acceptable?
I just don't
understand that.
Oh, that's a good
point.
Do
you think it's because they feel like they're privileged, like it's they deserve it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You think because that now
it's
all of a sudden they're making some money? Or do you think, Or do you think that even if they weren't in that position, let's say that Harvey Weinstein is not a multimillionaire movie executive, okay, but maybe he's just a mechanic at a garage. Do you think he wouldn't be doing it then, or would it be even worse?
I think he would still be doing it.
So I don't really know. I think it's just a whole mindset from the beginning.
Yeah.
You're just a jerk. You know, you're just born that way with it in you. It's kind of like pedophiles, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, it's something that it's a flaw. It's a flaw, and you can't really do anything about it. They just have that in them.
Personality flaw.
Listen, the only sexual harassing I do, and thank God there's not an HR department here in this house, is, I mean, I can't seem to be able to walk by you, Steph, without at least putting my hand on your butt.
Right.
So hopefully you won't turn me in and that we can continue our life together.
Not to worry. The CEO is well aware of your behavior.
CEO. Right.
Self-appointed.
Gross. Right.
Gross.
I don't know. It's just interesting.
Why don't you go ahead and clean out your desk?
Yeah. Clean out my desk. Another one of the things that is, you know, all of these people are coming out now against Harvey Weinstein. It's almost making Bill Cosby look like a rookie.
Right.
Oh my God.
I mean, he didn't have to drug them, apparently. Right. You know.
He just all offered them fame and fortune in the, you know.
Right. Mm. You know. And apparently drugging them is crossing a line somewhere.
Right.
Anyway. Apparently.
Hey, before we get any farther, let me just mention that if you, at any time during this show, you want to give us a call, you can do so by calling 727-498-0502. Like, just if you wanted to call in and say anything about the topic that we were just talking about, the Harvey Weinstein thing, or anything throughout the show, you can give us a call at that number. If you want to call in and try to win the Happy Hour 100, which is $100, you got to call in that same number, 727-498-0502. Steph will give you three easy questions. If you answer them correctly, you'll win $100.
Dollars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you don't like calling into radio stations, you can tweet us at Marco Radio Show 1.
Yes.
I like it when people tweet. That's a lot of fun, too. So
yes.
Do that. Just do it.
Just do it.
Just do it. My microphone still does not sound right to me. Let me give my headphone.
I think it's just you.
A wiggle. Hello, hello, hello. Hello.
It's not making any difference with the broadcast.
That actually sounds a little bit better to me.
It's just louder.
It's a little bit louder, but it was a little tinny before.
Anyway. You're tinny.
Mm-hmm. So with Halloween right around the corner.
Yes.
When is it too old for kids to go trick-or-treating? What's
never.
Too old?
Never.
Now, see, that's not cool. I think
it's a personal choice.
Well, going trick-or-treating or dressing up? Because you can always dress up.
Dressing up as an adult, I mean, tons of adults do that.
Yeah.
There are, you know, Halloween parties all across town on Halloween.
But they're not going door-to-door.
They're not going door-to-door. When are you too old to go door-to-door asking for candy?
You're never too old for free candy.
Oh. I think there is. I think there's a cutoff. I think like 14 tops.
No.
14?
16.
Yeah.
You're wrong.
He's not old enough.
16, you should be driving around in your car, picking up chicks.
No, you have a car.
Oh, way to go,
now.
Harvey.
Or guys.
Or guys, right?
You have a car now. You can go to the good neighborhoods.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get the full-size candy.
Yeah.
Well, I read this article in the paper today, and it said that, I guess, last Halloween, this woman, she's complaining because a teenager came to her door over 14 years old, probably more like 15 or 16.
Oh, no.
So what?
Well, wasn't even dressed in a costume, but had like a pillowcase. Mm. Wouldn't even say trick or treat. Was staring at his phone the entire time and then didn't even say thank you.
Well, I mean, there are rules.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're
not
going
to do it the right way, then no.
Yeah.
I think, okay, look.
That's not an age thing.
If you're going to do it,
he was a little shithead.
If you're going to do it past the age of 14, you better make a really good effort with your costume.
Yeah, no, your costume's got to be like grown up.
And you can't
costume has to be on point. You got to be polite.
You can't be pushing the little kids out of the way.
Right. No, right. Let the kids go first.
Right.
Right.
Don't complain about what you get.
Right.
And say thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What was the worst thing that you got trick-or-treating. I can remember some things I got when I was a kid.
I got like a little mini dentist kit thing. Oh, like this, God. The toothbrush, the floss, little paste.
That's actually
brush.
Very thoughtful. Yeah. That's a pretzels? Very thoughtful thing. Pretzels? Yeah, pretzels are okay. Well, I like to snack on some raisins. Pretzels. Box of raisins? Pumpkins. I used to like the raisins. See, back in my day, the big scare was, oh, they're putting razor blades in apples. Don't take any apples.
Nobody,
you know,
nobody takes apples.
They're putting pins in your candy bars and stuff like that.
Yeah, okay.
But I think we had this lady in my neighborhood, and she kind of lived alone. But she would answer the door for Halloween, and she'd always come to the door in like her bathrobe and her right. fluffy slippers and, you know, hair and curlers, that kind of thing. And she'd just reach into a big bowl of pennies and just throw a handful of pennies in your bag.
Nice. Nice. Go buy your own. Yeah.
Good luck. You gave me 4 cents.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Jeez.
I got $5 one year.
Yeah, oh, see, nice. I like that.
That's better.
Yeah, that's cool.
Can you be trusted when you go to the house where the people aren't home, but they just put the bowl out and say, please take one? Can you be trusted?
I can.
Yeah, because I always think they're watching.
No.
What's in the bowl?
People have video cameras.
Yeah, have you ever seen those videos of the people that have like the, it looks like a scarecrow on the porch with the bowl in his lap, and it looks like an actual scarecrow, and it says,
but really, it's
please
a person.
Take one, and when they try to grab two, the thing grabs them.
Yeah.
You ever seen those? That's hysterical. I love that.
That would give me a heart attack.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
It's fantastic. Hey, speaking of too old to trick or treat, my dad, Grandpa Ron, he's going to be 75 on Halloween.
Ooh.
That's too old. That's too old to trick or treat.
No, it's not.
As long as he dresses up.
So you're saying a 75-year-old man, what would he dress as? I think he'd make a really good Albert Einstein.
Or a good Hugh Hefner.
Hugh Hefner. He could do Hugh Hefner. Right. Yeah. I wonder if he has any silk robes.
I'm sure he does.
I'm sure he does.
Like Ash from The Evil Dead. He's got a very Bruce Campbell kind of face.
Yeah. You know, it's so funny. I was talking to Grandpa Ron the other day, and we were talking about the Harvey Weinstein thing, and he goes, I don't think I've ever sexually harassed anybody.
Oh, my God.
You don't think?
I don't think.
Oh, God.
Well, you know, it's all subjective. You know, you don't know if you're doing it or not, I guess. I mean, what some people...
I think Harvey knew. I think Harvey was well aware.
Well, he was going way out of his way to impress people.
Yeah.
He was doing things to plants and
ugh.
Just gross stuff.
Yuck.
Watch me take a crap. Watch me take a shower. Watch me defile this plant.
No.
Kind of sick.
Mm-hmm. Goodbye.
Yeah. Anyway.
Creep. Yeah. So, are you going trick-or-treating this year?
Me? No, I don't ever go.
Okay.
I haven't been since I was, 14. The right age to quit.
Do you even care about what everyone's dressing up as?
Hannah Claire, what are you going to be?
I'm going to be a Playboy bunny.
Okay, that's original. Stephanie, what are you going to be?
At home with the front porch light off.
There you go. Nicole, what about you?
I'm not sure yet.
You'd make a good bobblehead.
No.
With that big head of yours. If you could, yeah, you could, you know what, you could dress up as like a, what are those things that you give me, Ty? Those things,
the pop vinyls?
Those pop vinyls. You could dress up like one of those, and when you go to the door, you say trick or treat, and then just bob your head around.
No.
No?
No, I'm going to pass.
We could practice that if you want.
Good
plan. I mean, I think it'd be good. Tug in, now, we went to your show last Saturday, and your whole band dressed up, and you said that the name of your costume was, what was it?
Like a war boy from Mad Max.
Okay, so now since that show, have you now retired that outfit, or is that going to be your outfit for the next show and for Halloween?
It'll probably be the same, but I'm going to add more things to it.
Mm-hmm. All right.
As we get closer, he's going to add more accessories.
It's really scary.
Yeah, no, I know.
It was really scary. Why don't we take a break?
Okay.
Hey, before we take a break, where's that, what I just pulled up here? Here's a treat, actually.
Oh.
Radio St. Pete will be simulcasting with our friend Harry T. from Radio A1A in Key West next Wednesday evening at 6 p.m.
Yes.
Now, what's special about this simulcast is that Harry T. will be featuring live music performed by Scott Kirby, an acoustic guitarist, singer-songwriter based in Key West.
Nice.
All right. Some of you may have heard Scott Kirby before because he's regularly being played on Sirius Radio's Margaritaville.
Oh, nice.
He's actually released 7 CDs.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of cool. A little bit later in the show, I'll give you a taste of Scott Kirby's music.
Very cool.
It's acoustic. It's not what you're into, Ty, but you might get a kick out of it. But just remember, next Wednesday evening on RadioSt.Pete.com at 6 p.m., they will be simulcasting with Harry T. from Radio A1A out of Key West, Florida.
Nice.
Ought to be a real good time.
Should be a great time.
Should be a great time. All right, everybody. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. We need to take a little bit of a break. When we come back, I want to talk about long tongues.
Ooh.
We'll be right back. Okay, 727-498-0502 is the number to call if you want to play along here on the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show this evening.
Yes.
We'd love it if you called or at least tweet us at Marco Radio Show 1.
Mm-hmm.
Play along. It's a lot of fun.
Play along.
Come on, guys.
Anyway, hey, Steph.
Yes?
You got a long tongue.
I do.
You have an exceptionally long tongue. You're one of those rare people that can actually touch your nose with your tongue.
Yes.
And you can really toss a salad.
Whoa.
I just thought I'd throw
that's
that.
That's bad.
I just thought I'd throw
okay.
That. Where's the... Ty, don't leave.
So,
speaking
time.
Of long tongues, a dude has woken from his nap and is in the studio.
That's okay. We'll be
He'll be snatching a Reese cup out of Hannah's lap from across the room.
Well, Stephanie, how long do you think your tongue is?
Oh, it's not that long. I have a little face.
Hannah Claire, break out the tape measure.
Oh, no.
Steph, put let's your check. Tongue out. Let's check it out. From lip to tip, what do we have?
We got 3 inches.
Oh, come on. It's got to be longer than that. She can touch her nose.
Yeah. Well, I have a big pointy nose on a little tiny face. Yeah.
3 inches.
No, it's way shorter than that.
Oh, well. It's got to be. I mean, it's not. It's no Gene Simmons.
No. No.
But still, it seems like it's got to be longer than 3 inches.
No, we need to measure dude's tongue.
I'm telling you, that dog is part frog.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of long tongues, a slobbering St. Bernard from South Dakota has won a place in Guinness World Records for its record-breaking tongue.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
How long do you think its tongue is?
17 inches.
No, God, that would be freakish.
7 inches.
Ah, you're very close, Nicole. It's actually 7.3 inches from snout to tip, making it the longest tongue on a dog in history.
Ooh.
Of measuring dog tongues.
I was going to say, dude could take that from him.
I don't know. I saw a picture of this thing, and it's eerie looking. It's like you wouldn't want this dog to lick you at all.
Anywhere near you.
Horrifying.
It says the dog's name is Mochi.
Oh.
Mochi. Mochi's owner says he has been given treats in special way to keep from getting his tongue tied around him. So his tongue is so long that if you just, it's almost like you got to open his mouth and throw it down his throat. Because if you just like give it to him regularly, he tries to wrap it up with his tongue.
And then he gets all crabobbled.
Yeah.
And...
You ever heard of those people that can tie like a cherry stem in a knot?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he could probably do that with like a treat or something. He's like, what's he doing with it? I mean, how are you going to choke on your, I don't know. How's that work?
I don't know.
How do you choke on your own tongue?
It happens.
If it's that long.
Steph, with your long tongue, have you ever almost choked on your tongue?
No. Mm. No, I have not. I have bitten it very.
I experienced someone choking on their own tongue.
Like they swallowed their tongue?
Yeah.
Were they like having a seizure?
Yeah. Mm. You had to like stick a fork down their throat. And then, yeah, it was kind of horrifying.
I thought you were just supposed to stab them in the leg with a fork.
Try to shock them out of it.
Get their mind off the seizure. It's like
redirect their brain.
Yeah.
Redirect.
That probably wasn't the best option.
Mm-hmm. Ty, what's your tongue look like? Is it long? I've got a very short tongue.
Yes, you do.
Mm-hmm.
Me too.
I just barely clear the lips.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and leave like this
I'm exiting.
Bye-bye.
Mochi's owner also says that getting recognized by Guinness makes up for all the slobber we've cleaned up over the past 6.5 years.
I don't think so.
No, it's not enough, right?
Between it being a St. Bernard, I mean, those dogs slobber horrifically anyway.
Right. Yeah.
And then you add an extra 7 inches. Mm-hmm. You see what a mess Tilly makes drinking out of the bowl. Can you imagine?
Mm-hmm.
No.
7-inch tongue. That dog's drinking water and splashing it on the windows.
Yeah,
and
she definitely leaves a trail, so.
Yeah.
It's a she?
No,
Tilly. Yeah, Mochi is a she, too.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Poor girl.
Yeah.
If a name like girl. Mochi, who knows?
Mochi.
It's kind of ambisextrous.
Yes.
See what I did there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Kind of like ambidextrous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ambisextrous.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
That's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
I just made it up.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard that term before I just said that?
No.
Let's call somebody.
Should I tweet
it down?
Should I tweet it to Spike? Maybe he can add it to his dictionary.
Well, he would add an S to it.
He would add a lot of letters to it.
Oh, my God.
Ambisextriuses. Yeah, good little Spike. I like Spike. Hey, as a matter of fact, you can catch the Spike on the Mic show right here on Radio St. Pete every Monday evening from 7 to 8 p.m. Got a lot of good fellas on that show.
Yes.
You might even catch a B report.
Yeah, maybe.
If they let him.
Right.
I think it's very important to get that B report in.
Yeah. It is.
I feel like calling and saying, hey, shut it. Steve's giving the B report, damn it.
They don't care, obviously, about...
I tell you what, Hannah Claire, you gave me this bracelet, this Save the Bees bracelet.
Yeah.
We need 5 of them. We're going to ship them over to the show. Maybe they'll have a little bit more appreciation for the B report.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
All right.
Let's make it happen.
Okay.
Mm. I'm not afraid to wear mine, guys. You could wear it in support of the bees. And Steve.
And Steve.
Mm-hmm. And hey,
they'd burn it.
Yeah. Before every show, we try to do a pre-show dinner. This show, we didn't do anything real fancy, and we did something that we've done in the past. There's an Italian deli here in Little Old Seminole called Capo di Monte. Stephanie, what did we get?
We got chicken marsala. Meatballs and baked ziti.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I didn't have any. How was it?
It was good.
It was very good.
Yeah.
All
right. was very good.
Is there any left?
No. I doubt it.
Very little. I think there's a meatball and some baked ziti left.
Now, see, I knew when we brought Nicole into the mix. Now, see, I'm going to have to start elbowing my way in pre-show to get some dinner because now there's nothing left.
No, there's a little left.
A little bit.
Mm-hmm.
A meatball.
A meatball.
And a
they're
ziti.
Pretty big, though.
Yeah,
they're big meatballs.
But they are, and they're very good. What's their address? Where are they located?
Capo di Monte Italian Market is located at 8400 Seminole Boulevard, right here in Little Old Seminole. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., right. Saturday from 9 a.m. to 3.
All right. Very good. You can call ahead. And they do catering, right?
And they do catering. Yeah. They have subs. We've never tried their subs.
Mm. We tried that pizza that they had one time, and it was very good.
Very good. Mm. They cut off the hot subs Monday through Friday at 4. Okay. I've never been able to get there by then. But they have a full Italian market.
Market, yeah.
So they have deli meats and cheeses.
I mean, it's not Mazzaro's.
Bread. It's a mini Mazzaro's in my mind.
It's a mini Mazzaro's.
Closer to home, too.
Yeah, right around the corner.
Right around the corner. Love it.
Mm-hmm. Well, keeping with food, is there anybody in here that doesn't love butter?
Oh, I love butter.
I mean, you got to have butter, right?
Yeah.
I mean, what's toast without butter? What's a baked potato without butter?
I had this issue earlier today when I came over here, and I was wondering this because you guys don't have any butter.
Oh, that's a problem.
Yes, we do.
Oh, I heard you in the kitchen, and I was...
There's no, like, tub of butter.
Yeah, there should be.
There's no butter.
Well, we had that little tub for
whatever
reason. Oh, and
you forgot to buy butter.
Right, I did.
You,
I forgot
it was
to buy
on
butter.
Your grocery list, and you no forgot.
Butter.
Yeah.
So, well, there is butter. It's just real butter in sticks.
Oh, yeah, I know. Mm. That's what I use.
Okay.
Is that butter that you get in the tub, is it any more good for you than, like, the sticks of butter?
No. It's not
margarine.
It's still
not good for you.
It's
bad.
It's plastic.
So butter's just a diet no-no. It's just not good for you at all.
It's don't do it. Delicious.
Mm. If you put it in a pan and you heat it up, it...
Melts? I've seen that.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's weird.
Nope.
It doesn't melt right.
What she's saying is margarine, because it's basically just oil.
Oh, I see.
It's not butter.
It turns into more of a oil. I got you.
And then butter.
Mm-hmm. I know my mom, rest her soul, but she could not cook anything.
Yeah.
Anything without putting a stick of butter.
Yes.
One whole stick.
One stick.
At least one whole stick.
In everything?
In everything.
Oh, my God. Her bowl of mashed potatoes had at least two sticks.
Yes. That's a lot of butter.
Oh, yeah. But let
and
me tell you something.
Great.
Delicious.
So good.
Yeah.
Yes.
You gained so much weight when she lived here.
Mac and cheese. Oh. Stick of butter.
I remember when I was a very little boy, and I guess my mom got this from my grandmother. When I was very little, my grandmother would buy the sticks of butter and cut them up into pats of butter. Right. And then she would stick them in a bowl in the refrigerator on like top of some ice.
Right.
You know? And if I was acting like I was hungry or something like that or needed a little, you know, snack or something, she'd take one of those pats and throw it in my mouth.
All right.
See, that's
too far.
You ate whole
too much.
Butter alone?
Just a little pat, a little square of butter. Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I think it was your mom. I'm pretty sure it was your mom who told me when I roasted a turkey for like Thanksgiving to turn it upside down so the breast was down and put a stick of butter in the cavity.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, it's delicious.
I think that's not anything that my grandmother made up. I think that's pretty common. I think a lot of people do that.
Yeah, well, I made some pretty bad turkeys before that little tidbit of advice.
Mm-hmm. The reason I brought this whole butter thing up was because the Department of Agriculture projects U.S. butter consumption in 2017 will rise 10% from 2016.
Why?
Population.
Americans will consume 940,000 metric tons, or more than 6.1 pounds per person.
Yeah.
The highest levels in half a century. So why are we eating more butter?
It's good.
Well, I think it's good, and they're finding out that it's better for you.
It's going to turn out to be one of these things that they said was bad for you all these years, and now all of a sudden butter is the way to go.
Well, it is. It's better than the processed, you know, hydrogenated soybean oil margarine.
I'm going to start using it as a deodorant.
No.
Wow. Let's get it on you, man. Let's get some butter on you.
Mm-hmm.
No.
You're going to get wicked pimples.
Yeah. That would just be a mess.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than wicked pimples.
No.
Yeah.
Buttery pimples.
All right.
Let's
talk about sports, man.
Okay.
Okay.
Whatever.
Let's see. My Tampa Bay Buccaneers are in Buffalo this Sunday against the Bills. Let's hope. Mm-hmm. Let's hope that they show up to play the Bills, unlike they did last Sunday in Arizona against the Cardinals.
That was terrible. It was hard to watch. Poor coaching decisions.
The score at the end of the game would not really give you any idea of how bad it was unless you watched the game. The final score was 38-33. That would sort of indicate kind of a close game. Was not a close game. We did nothing the entire first half. We couldn't tackle. We couldn't cover anybody. It looked like we were walking around in a daze. Nothing.
And we didn't even attempt the field goal at the end of the half.
I didn't know what was going on with that. We didn't try any field goals. Now, we had a brand new field goal kicker.
Right.
Pat Murray.
And
they didn't let him kick one until the end of the game.
And then when we did start scoring touchdowns, they didn't let him even try for extra points.
Right. There were like three or four situations where he could have put points on the board.
Didn't even put him on the field.
As bad as we played, we could have won that game.
We could have at least tied it.
I am so sick of this team leaving points on the field. I mean, what are we doing?
I blame Dirk Cutter
for that. I mean, that's not the player's decision to not kick the field goals. That's all coaching there.
Right.
That's not good at all. I don't like that at all.
Yeah, I was very unhappy.
Ryan Fitzpatrick, the backup quarterback, had to come in because Jameis Winston got hurt.
Yes.
He did all right.
He did okay. I mean, he scored the touchdowns.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he did all right. But at that point, that was second half, and it almost looked as though the Cardinals had sort of like, we're going to let him score some.
Right.
Just to kind of keep it interesting. You could see that they had slowed their game way down.
Way down. Yeah,
it just makes me angry. Anyway, this Sunday, it's a 1 o'clock game, Steph.
Okay,
and they are in Buffalo playing the Bills on our football pool. For the first time, I went against the Bucks. I said that the Bills are going to win this game.
A lot of people.
That's
did.
When I thought that Jameis Winston was going to be out, but I heard just before the show that he will be the starter for Sunday's game.
Oh, okay.
In Buffalo.
Well, I noticed a lot of people that have been picking the Bucks all season did not for this week.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look.
After last week.
Oh, it was ridiculous. I don't know how a football team shows up for a game and acts like they're just flat. It's like nobody's – no hustle.
No hustle.
Nothing. Can't tackle, can't cover.
And then not – trying to put points on the board.
Yeah, I was like, really? I mean, why would we even show up?
Right. Why are we here?
Let's see. Our Tampa Bay Lightning beat the Columbus Blue Jackets last night 2-0, giving our Bolts a record of 6-2.
Wow.
We're doing pretty good.
Very nice.
It actually said that I don't know that much about hockey, but the box score said that our record is 6-1-1, but we didn't tie a game. I think we've lost two games. So I'm saying it's 6-2 is our record.
Okay. Make it up yourself.
Well, I mean, if you've won 6 and you've lost 2, it's 6-2, right?
Right, but 6-1-1.
I don't know what that means.
Normally, it would mean you tied one.
I don't think so. I didn't hear about a tie.
I don't know. I haven't been following.
I don't know. Hey, you know what? Maybe, I wonder if neither team scores. Do they keep playing hockey until somebody scores?
I don't know.
I mean, in football, you have, overtime.
They do have overtime.
Right.
I'm pretty sure. I don't know.
We'll have to ask somebody. Hey, if you're out there and you know how hockey works, Give us a call, 727-498-0502. You can do some splaining to us.
Right.
Hey, do you know anything about T.J. Brown, Ty?
What?
T.J. Brown plays for the Bolts. He is our only black player and one of 30 in the NHL. He, up until recently, because of, and sort of going along with the NFL players that are taking a knee, that kind of thing, he's been having his own little national anthem sort of...
Protest?
Protest. Oh. Basically not taking a knee, but just holding one fist in the air. Okay.
Well, I don't see anything wrong with that.
I don't either. I don't see anything with taking the knee. It's a silent protest. I get it. Do your thing. It's not going to affect the way I see the game. You know, I'm a veteran. It doesn't hurt my feelings. If you feel so strongly about something, do it. It's
right.
Your right as an American to do that. You know,
watch
I don't have a problem with it. Anyway, so what he did, though, I guess he was getting some flack about it. So he went out with the Tampa Police Department for some ride-alongs. And since he's gone on a couple of these ride-alongs and seen what it's like for these police officers, you know, it's a scary situation.
Absolutely.
I mean, I don't care what you think. You don't know what's going to happen when you walk up to a car.
Right.
You know, I heard something on the radio the other day that to all police officers, when they walk up to your car, and I didn't know this, they put a handprint in the same place. They all do it on the same place of your car. Just in case something does happen and that car gets away, when they finally do find it or suspect that this car is involved, they can check for that handprint.
They know where to look.
That's kind of neat.
Yeah, definitely.
That's good thinking. Good thinking, right? Anyway, so he's gone on a couple of these ride-alongs with the Tampa Police Department. And since he's done that, he's not going to do his protest anymore. But what he's going to do is he's going to work along with the Tampa Police and, use his resources. You've got to figure professional athletes make quite a bit of money.
Right.
Yeah. So he's going to use his resources to help the Tampa Police and to sort of back... at-risk youth groups.
Nice.
In the Tampa Bay area. So that's kind of cool.
See, and...
it's turning it around, you know?
That's
let's get to the community.
Right, what I like to see.
Definitely.
You know, giving back. Mm-hmm. And participating in making your little part of the world a better place.
Right. Let's see, if you're into playoff soccer, you're in luck.
Oh, good.
Our very own Tampa Bay Rowdies are in the 2017 USL Cup playoffs.
Yes.
They face FC Cincinnati tomorrow night at 7:30 here in town at the Al Ling Stadium.
Didn't they just beat them?
I just saw the article in the paper.
Okay, I don't know. I we're terrible about it.
That was on the 15th.
Tune in to the Unused Substitutes on RadioSaintPete.com to get all of your Tampa Bay Rowdies soccer information.
Ty, who do you think is going to be playing at halftime?
Is it Cool in the Gang?
Cool in the Gang. No, not really. I was just kidding. Hey, talking about baseball.
Were we?
Well, we're getting ready to. The World Series is like right around the corner. I mean, close.
Right.
Mm-hmm. The Los Angeles Dodgers beat the Chicago Cubs last night to earn their first trip to the World Series in 29 years.
Wow.
That's a long stretch. The New York Yankees have a chance to put away the Houston Astros tonight in Game 6 of their series in Houston. That would be a great World Series matchup, the Los Angeles Dodgers against the New York Yankees.
Yes.
I saw a couple of those matchups when I was a kid, and they were fantastic. That's when I was actually a Yankee fan. They had Mr. October, Reggie Jackson, and Bucky Dent, and Goose Gossage, and my boy, I can't even remember all their names. But they had all those players.
They're all catchy.
Who's on first?
Yeah. It was Rick Shambliss, I think. No, maybe something like that. Maybe it could have been. That seems like one of the names. Hey, remember we talked about Amazon?
Mm-hmm.
We talked about Amazon last week, and we said that if they were a state, they would rank 5th in the country as far as employment.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It turns out that Amazon employs 382,400 people. That's a ton of people.
Just a couple.
I believe it.
Yeah, that's a ton of people. Now, here's what's interesting, Ty, and I thought of you when I saw this article, is that Amazon or Tampa Bay actually, is a finalist in getting a new Amazon headquarters.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So if Tampa, the city of Tampa, gets an Amazon headquarters and they're, you know, they're employing tons of people, you could leave the fish shack. You know, I mean, while you're waiting to hit it big as a rock star, yeah, you might want to head over to Amazon and see what they've got to offer over there.
Discounts.
I think I saw something on 60 Minutes or something like that. They're one of those employers that, you know, they have, like, fun parties for their employees, and they have, like, all these, you know, like they play ping pong. And I don't know what it is. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I saw something on the company.
Yoga classes.
Huge like, yeah, party.
Yeah, you can bring your kids along, and they can run the forklift. Or
no,
that's right.
Strap your baby to a... a drone.
Put your baby on a drone.
Put your baby on a drone day. Yeah, it's put your baby on a drone day, everybody.
Yeah, that's great.
One of the other things I saw that was kind of interesting is now that Amazon is starting to take over the world, they're actually, I mean, kind of a sad thing, they're putting a lot of businesses out of business,
yeah,
especially a lot of the mom and pop businesses. Now it looks like businesses are going to start vying to get bought out by Amazon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, that's the smart thing to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's very forward thinking. I saw an article in the Week magazine that said the burger chain Carl's Jr., that I first became aware of when I was stationed out in California, has basically over the past week begged Amazon to buy us.
Amazon doesn't do burgers.
They're not going to buy. They're going to do it. Basically, what they want them to buy them and then use the Carl's Jr. restaurants
Shipping locations.
Well, no, they want to have like their trays. They want to have automatic order things on the trays where you, as you're eating your lunch, you can be scanning what's going on. Right? Yeah. Right. So they're trying to promote to Amazon ways that it could be beneficial if they bought their company.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's very forward-thinking of
Carl's
Jr.
Why wouldn't they just partner? Why? Well, I mean...
Well, look, if Amazon, who's worth billions of dollars, can just buy you out, I don't want to be your partner. I want to go spend my billions of dollars and live on a beach.
Right. But from Amazon's point of view, it's like, well, we'll partner, but I don't want to run a burger chain.
They've got enough employees that they could do that.
Amazon does have a grocery store, like they do have that in New York City.
They have that. Well, and they have the Amazon Marketplace.
But it's just, you know,
and we can only order. We can only order non-perishable items.
Yeah.
Because we're not close enough.
I mean, to think that the what's his name, Jeff Bezos.
Yes.
Bridges.
No.
I like him more.
Me too.
He started this whole thing in his garage selling books.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, look at this thing now. It's probably the biggest company in the world.
It is.
And it will only continue to grow. I don't see anything that would stop it from growing. I mean, the way the world is now, everybody wants everything right now. And that's one of the beauties of Amazon. You order something and it's on your doorstep today, tomorrow, you know.
Yeah.
You're not waiting 2 weeks. You're not waiting a week.
Right.
It's there.
But you know what's going to be really trendy in about 10 or 15 years?
Mom and pop stores?
Yes. Going shopping in a mom and pop store.
Listen, I go to a mom and pop store 2 or 3 days a week, and it's Hammock Hardware on Walsingham. And I love that little hardware store. I will miss it. If it ever goes away, I will definitely miss Hammock Hardware. I go in there. Everybody knows my name. We talk.
Just like Cheers.
We joke. Yeah, it's great. And, you know, and they have everything that I need. Mm-hmm. When I'm not looking at lumber, you know, because they don't have any lumber, but they have, you know, all my plumbing stuff, all my electrical stuff. You know,
all the fun toys. Yeah, they have
all the, the screws, all that stuff that I need. They have tools, you know. I don't know. Just very convenient. So, anyway, we need to take a break.
Yes.
All right. Before I ramble on about my beloved Hammock Hardware anymore.
Yes.
Anyway, let's see. When we come back from the break, let's talk about movies and entertainment.
All right.
Nice.
We also have Stump the Chump, right?
Yes.
Okay, we'll do that when we come back. And we have some other stories as well. Boy, I can't believe this is our halfway point.
Yes.
All right, everybody.
Going fast.
We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. When we come back, we will get into those things. If you want to give us a call, please do so at 727-498-0502. Think about calling us during the break.
Yes.
We'll be right back.
Shot.